Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, the Dr. Geo Show. Dr. Geo here. Hello, everyone there in Blog Talk Radio world. Great to be around today. Beautiful weather up here in Detroit, Michigan. Yesterday we had a high of 80 degrees. Looking good here in April. Finally, spring is around the corner. The trees are starting to have leaves on them. The grass is getting greener. It's a sign of new hope. And I hope that song there, Play, gave everybody some inspiration. Very upbeat song. That was Javon. It's his new single. He should be on with us shortly. He's been able to get back into the studio and focus on making new music for his fans. On April 6th, Devon announced that he is working on an upcoming EP, Touch Me Again, and he's kicked it off with the announcement by re-releasing his single Play. It's a very feel-good party song that has quickly gained a lot of popularity, especially with the underground club scene. And, of course, also outside of the United States. He's released it to his own media channels, and he's received a great response, so now he's re-releasing it to the mainstream music lovers out there, and I think that one is going to get a lot of airplay. That's what people want. You know, they're kind of tired of a lot of sad songs. They want something more upbeat, and people love going to the clubs. You know, weather's getting nice tonight. People are getting out more. And, you know, he also wants to thank his fans for their support through his highly publicized legal battle with Beyonce. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to him about that. Hopefully he'll have a little input about that whole situation. He, you know, he loves doing his music. He's had a great career. And he's very blessed. Devon. Hopefully he'll be with us shortly. This is the song that was very controversial. XOXO.
Yeah.
Javon, here on the Blog Talk Radio Show, Dr. Geo. Love that one, XOXO. Great song, also very upbeat. Love that one. I'm Dr. Geo, and if you haven't noticed, we have a lot of other shows that we have archived here that I would love if you would share with your friends, or if you wanted to download them, archive them to your computer and take a listen. We've been running the show now for quite a few years, going on 5 years. How about that? And we try to focus on new and upcoming talent, new singers. We've talked with a variety of guests here. They've written books, have released albums, have been on tour all over the country. You're really going to enjoy listening to the different downloads, different shows here on the Dr. Geo Show. We really inform you. It's really a very informative, fun show, inspirational, I would say. And we also combine a little nutrition and cooking in there, too. Some of the earlier episodes contain great shows on nutrition, Holistic Nutrition Corner, too. Would love if you would download those and benefit from them and drop me a line here at bevan@gmail.com. All the contact information is also here. If you look below there, I have a lot of great ways to get in touch. Of course, on the Twitter page, Jeffy Geo on Twitter. Look for me there. Of course, you can find me on Eat Right by George as well. Eat Right by George YouTube channel. You type in Eat Right by George on the YouTube channel. You can watch all my cooking episodes as well. And there's also more information if you're trying to get healthy at juiceblend.com. That's my website, juiceblend.com. So, waiting for our guest, Javon, to step in here to the studio. He's running a little bit late. But in case you missed it, he's re-releasing his single Play. Here it is right here. Let's play it again.
Some more drink in my cup, let's cut a rug. Yeah. what's up? Hello, baby, won't you hurry up? Yeah, they hitting on me, though, because they hear me on the radio. Oh, wow, wow, see the baddest chick in the crowd, crowd. Passing a drink, she get a loud, loud. Passing some more, she get a wild.
What's up? I'm
good.
Doing all right. I was just jamming to the phone.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
They're here in the studio. They're loving it.
Who am I talking to?
This is Dr. Gio.
Hey, what's going on?
Great. I was so happy you could make it. We have about, just wanted to talk with you about 10 minutes about the new single and everything going on. Go right ahead.
Well, the newest single is called It Was Your Love, and it's a really, really special song to me because I've been listening to it for so long, and it's been done, you know, it's been wrapped up and edited and redone a couple times, and now it's just playing in my MP3 player, and it hasn't even made it out yet, barely. So, you know, I'm really excited to get it going and, you know, share it with the world.
Oh, that's awesome. How can people get a hold of it?
Well, you know what? The song is posted to my Twitter and my Facebook. My Twitter is This Is Javon. Or at This Is Javon, and my Facebook is Javon Music One, and it's on SoundCloud and YouTube, and you can find that on my pages when you go to my social media pages.
Great. Well, some of the questions our listeners wanted to know is how you got started in music.
I got started at a very young age doing shows. I was doing the old-fashioned routine of just getting exposure, performing on stage, and I got lucky really early on because I actually learned how to make money. And so what I was doing was I was just traveling a lot. I was just going overseas and flying everywhere and, you know, making all this good money. And then I eventually found my way into being a background singer. And, you know, from then on, it was kind of all about networking. It was all about networking, and I wasn't an artist at the time. I was just kind of more of a singer for hire, if I should say.
Oh,
and,
I see. Somewhere.
Yeah. And one day I just kind of broke in with a song called XOXO.
Oh, yeah. We just played that a little while ago.
Okay. What'd you think of it?
Oh, very nice. Mellow.
Yeah, it's very mellow, and it's it's very, how should I say, eclectic. It's definitely, you know, a niche of mine that I like to touch on from time to time.
What was the inspiration behind it?
The inspiration behind XOXO, you know, honestly, that was one of those songs that just kind of came naturally. When you write a love song like that, if you don't really focus on somebody, or if you don't really focus on something in your life, it can kind of turn out dull, and I didn't want it to be dull, so you know, I would definitely say it was something kind of like, you know, when you go back and forth in life with people that you know or have met, because when you're an artist, you float around because you got to work in different places all the time. And when you meet people along the way, some of them kind of stick to you and some of them kind of don't, you know what I mean? And the ones that stick to you just seem to follow you and pop up on you at any moment, you know what I mean? So that's kind of what the song was about.
Very nice. I think that would be a good one around Valentine's Day too.
Oh yeah, well, you know what? I'm really looking forward to doing more. You know, I have some other songs that are kind of like it coming up, and you know, hopefully people think that those songs are better, because I just want to get better, you know, and I want to have multiple songs. I want to have, you know, a list of songs and a, you know, like a whole gallery of songs that people could play. That's my goal, you know, in being in this industry.
Yeah, have a nice selection. Big selection.
Definitely.
Okay, so you said you traveled.
Yeah, well, you can.
Traveled.
Where I've been to Japan twice. I've been to Vietnam. I've been to Seoul, South Korea. I grew up on the West Coast. And on the West Coast, when I was young, I kind of traveled along the whole West Coast with a group. And then I actually moved over to the South. And then in the South, you know, I traveled all over the South, you know, hitting Atlanta and hitting Alabama, hitting North Carolina and South Carolina, and then moving on to Miami and South Florida, and just traveling the whole, you know, South Florida area. Just being in South Florida, I was, you know, in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach and Naples and Key Largo and Key West, you know. So, and then before that, I actually traveled to Dubai, like right before that.
Oh wow!
All of the islands, all of the Caribbean islands, and all the Bahamian islands and Puerto Rico. So, and right now I'm on an island. I'm on an Asian island. It's a Japanese island. It's a U.S. territory now. But
no kidding.
The island is called Saipan. And, yeah, I'm over here right now just finishing up a contract.
How do you like it there?
And,
they have food?
I'm sorry?
They have really good food, I bet.
They have Chinese food. They have Chinese food, and they have Japanese food. The thing about this island is they have all of the Asian cultures living in one place. And it's a very small island. Like, it's probably just a little bit bigger than Miami Beach. But they have, they have Chinese, Japanese, Filipino, and Saipanese. Which is like the locals, and, you know, Pacific Islanders, and they range from all types of Asian cultures right here on this little island. So it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah. How long will you be there?
should be here for about another week.
Another week.
And then I'll be headed back to the States. Yeah. I'll be headed back to the United States. And I'm excited, you know. I'm excited because, honestly, you know, I can't wait to get back with my family and have some good food, which is cool, you know, since I'm talking to you. I'm a really, really big food guy. I'm a really, really big food guy. I love good food.
You and me both.
Yes.
What do you like to make?
I would say my favorite food to make is Mexican.
Ooh.
I like to make tacos, and I like to make salsas and enchiladas. I come from a very family-oriented cooking background. So there's just always like a barbecue or something going on, and I barbecue and I, you know, fried chicken and stuff like that. Yeah, that's how I came up. Fried chicken, fried fish, catfish, spaghetti, catfish, stuff like that. Seafood, all that kind of crazy stuff. So, yeah.
You're making everybody hungry out here in Blog Talk Radio Land.
Well, you know, you're supposed to be doing it every day. That's you.
That's right.
How about you?
Yeah. I see you're not only a good cook, you're a good singer. And, you know, it's a great combination.
Oh, you know what? I think it's really just all about talent, you know. Some people have the talent to do certain things, and some people have the talent to do other things, you know. Like me, you know, I'm not an athlete. I'm not a football player. I'm not a basketball player. Sometimes I wish I could trade places and be a football player or something one day, but I can't. You know, I'm an artistic guy, and being artistic, you know, makes you more of a cook or a singer or someone, you know.
Yeah, you're using that part of your brain, the artistic part of your brain, when you're cooking.
Yeah, and I enjoy it because I like to eat. So, you know, it works hand in hand. If you see me cooking a big meal, it's not for anybody. Sometimes it's just for me.
Just for you.
But, yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
What's the time change over there? What time is
it? Oh, it is 7:30 in the morning.
Oh.
And it is, hold on. Yeah, it's 7:30 in the morning, and it's the next day here.
We got you early. We got you up early. It's still only here in Michigan. It's only about 5:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. I know, and I can't wait to get back. Yeah, and I can't wait to get back to the other side of the world. Yeah, when I get back to that time of day, I'm probably going to become my usual self, you know. So we're working on that. Me and my people, we're working on what's next once I get back to the States, because, you know, sometimes when I'm out of the States, I feel like a fish out of water. So, yeah, when I get back to the States, so I don't know.
Watch out.
Definitely.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show here on Blog Talk Radio and wish you a lot of success.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And feel free if you come up to
Detroit.
Thank
you very much.
Look me up when you come to Detroit.
Okay.
We'll have to come to one of your shows.
No doubt. Yeah, well, you know what? I have the new song, It Was Your Love. It's wrapped up and complete, and what I can do is I can have a copy sent to you right after the interview, so you know you have something to you know, kind of play and listen to. And you have Play and you have XOXO, but I don't know if you have that one. And, yeah, I would love to come to Michigan and see Michigan and, you know, hopefully have some good food.
Oh, definitely. We got a real nice casino, Motor City Casino. And they
mm-hmm.
have a place called the Soundboard, and it's for all, you know, the local acts come and perform.
Okay.
It's really, really a nice
okay.
setup. And
well,
an excellent
yeah,
space.
I mean, okay. All right. Well, we can add it to the list. So we'll just talk about it more. We'll talk about it more later.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay.
Enjoy your time. And see you in the States soon.
No, thank you.
Have a good
really
trip back.
I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.